WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
If you're thinking about giving a book this holiday season, get out a pen and paper. Book critic Maureen Carrigan says she can solve your holiday gift-giving problems.
Holiday shopping was a much simpler affair in Ebenezer Scrooge's day. Recall, if you will, the last chapter of Dickens' Christmas Carol, where Scrooge awakens on Christmas morning, jubilant at being delivered from the clutches of the grim ghost of Christmas yet to come. Calling out from his bedroom window to a street urchin below, Scrooge instructs him to buy a huge turkey and deliver it to Bob Cratchit. And that's that. With one turkey purchased on Christmas morning, Scrooge's holiday shopping is done. If, like Scrooge, your time is too precious to spend cruising the malls, but you don't want to settle for a turkey of a gift, what about giving friends and family a nicely bound, hardcover edition of a good book? The Modern Library and Everyman's Library have been producing such treasures for decades, and most of their volumes are priced only a few dollars more than a paperback. Among the titles featured in the Modern Library's newly redesigned series are the aforementioned Christmas Carol, as well as all of hot author Jane Austen's novels. Everyman's Library has been expanding its list of contemporary classics to include works by Chinua Achebe, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, and Toni Morrison. I'm currently spending these wintry nights curled up with the handsome, one-volume Everyman's edition of John Updike's four Rabbit Angstrom novels. I don't know about you, but I need a good mystery during the holidays in order to sublimate all those murderous feelings that too many work and family gatherings arouse in me. The hard-boiled dame I currently dream of emulating is Jerry Howard, a private eye who stars in five novels by Janet Dawson. Jerry combines Kinsey Millhone's sassy dialogue with V.I. Warshawski's social conscience, and because she operates out of Oakland, California, her investigations lead her through urban blight as well as through some magnificent Northern California scenery. Her latest adventure, Nobody's Child, is a moody Christmas story about a missing toddler. Two other mysteries that made for weird, wonderful reading earlier this year were Catherine Harrison's Poison, a suspense story set during the Spanish Inquisition, and J.M. Redman's oddly entitled The Intersection of Law and Desire, a gritty thriller starring Dyke Dick, Mickey Knight. 1995 was a banner year for memoirs, with Mary Carr's The Liar's Club a clear standout. Carr's recollections of her childhood in the stinking oil town of Leechfield, Texas, are electrifying in a deadpan sort of way. I also loved Mary Cantwell's Manhattan When I Was Young, a memoir set in Greenwich Village in the 1950s. And speaking of New York City, Anne Douglas's Terrible Honesty, a stupendous cultural history of Manhattan in the 1920s, where modernism was born, still has me reeling from its dizzying insights. To round out the nonfiction list, I'd recommend Todd Gitlin's just-published book on the culture wars, The Twilight of Common Dreams. Gitlin's is a voice of reason in a debate often overwhelmed by intellectual parochialism and what he calls the cant of identity politics. Now for fiction. My number one choice for a paperback stocking stuffer is Alan Isler's The Prince of West End Avenue. Set in a retirement home where the residents are staging a production of Hamlet, it's a wrenching yet comic story about the losses one man endures because of the Holocaust and old age. Three novels, all chronicling variations on the male midlife crisis, were among my top fiction favorites this year. Scott Spencer's Men in Black, Martin Amis's The Information, and Richard Ford's Independence Day, his profound sequel to The Sports Writer. And, on a completely different subject altogether, there's R.C. Binstock's Tree of Heaven, which takes place in China in 1938 and explores the relationship between a female prisoner of war and her captor, a Japanese officer. Binstock's haunting but fiercely unsentimental story is a triumph of imaginative empathy. Anyone who isn't delighted with the gift of at least one of these books is numb to the enchantments of literature. Next year, don't knock yourself out. Just give them a fruitcake.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University.